Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. Joe Knight is our guest. He's the co-owner of Business Literacy Institute. His website is financedog.com. Did I say that right, Joe? Financedog.com?
Yeah, you got it.
And the book is called Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs, What You Really Need to Know About the Numbers. As you can tell, folks, from listening to Joe, he knows the numbers. He's not just pontificating about this from his ivory tower. He's actually where the rubber meets the road, just like you and me, out here making payroll every Friday. Joe, one of the things that you've talked to us about quite a bit over the years is relationships with bankers. And one of the things that's a big part of a business, a small business relationship with a banker, is something called a personal guarantee. But folks, when you sign a note at a bank for your business, you're going to sign it as the president, and you're going to sign it as you. You're going to sign it twice. And the second one is your personal guarantee, right, Joe?
Absolutely right. And what that means is you're putting all of your personal assets on the line if the bank, if the company fails.
Everything you have or hope to have.
That's right. You're basically signing over your house to the bank on a bank loan.
And I know a lot of successful businesses, small businesses, some of them have grown quite large. And it takes a long time to get away from that personal guarantee, doesn't it?
It sure does, and it's gotten tougher lately, Jim. And in fact, when the FDIC comes in and audits a bank, if anyone owns more than 20%, they expect a fully signed and executed guarantee from anybody who owns more than 20% of the company. And that's pretty standard now.
Yeah.
And so if you want to get into business and you own more than 20% of that business and want to borrow anything from any bank, you can pretty much count on that personal guarantee going on the dotted line.
Yeah, that's kind of a shock for some business owners, some newer business owners, isn't it? When they come in, they borrowed the money and then if something bad happened, they thought they could just walk away, and then all of a sudden they didn't realize that their home equity is on the line.
Yeah, and you know, Jim, the other thing I've seen over the years working with my small businesses and others is you've also got to deal with the spouse on this.
Yep.
A lot of times a spouse doesn't understand that the person, the husband or wife that's running that little business is actually putting the whole financial power of that couple or that family on the line in that business. And that creates another whole other set of problems with business partners.
Right. So what's your advice on this?
Well, a couple of things. One is you mentioned it's hard to get off of that line, but if you can establish some key numbers with your banker, some key ratios, and say, you know, if I can get my ratio to this, can we change our guarantee situation? That's a good point, a good negotiating point.
Mm-hmm.
For example, a debt to equity ratio or something we call a current ratio.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get those ratios into a good solid range, you can tell your banker, if I got here, and you know, don't say, can I get rid of the guarantees, because they'll roll their eyes at you. But if you say, maybe we could get a limited guarantee. For example, I have four partners, and let's take that $1 million line and split it four ways, rather than having us all guarantee $1 million, which is how it normally
right.
is. If we have these ratios, what if we each guarantee $250,000?
Right.
That's a step in the right direction. You need to step
different
in
from them. Jointly and severally.
Right. And the other thing you can do strategically in a small business is make sure none of the owners own more than 20%. Now, they'll still want a guarantee from some of the stronger owners, but one of the arguments that bankers use on personal guarantees is if you're personally guaranteeing it, we know you won't walk away from the business when time gets tough. Well, if you have four owners that each have a guarantee of $200,000, they're not going to walk away.
Right.
And the bankers understand that. And so these limited guarantees sometimes strategically can work. And then after you've gotten there, the next step is to say, okay, now how do I get my ratios even stronger so that I can run this business without any
right.
kind of guarantee?
Another thing is getting assets released that have been encumbered. It's similar to a personal guarantee. As you're working on a project, if they're you know, as you pay down a note, you should have steps in there where as you pay something down, as you perform in a certain way, that some of your assets are released on that particular instrument. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, that's another angle. Or you can go the other way, Jim. Sometimes businesses don't understand if they've been in business for a long time. They might have a lot of assets that are completely depreciated off their books that have value. And you could say, you know what, my guarantee is going to be, you know, my machine tools or my building even, or other assets that are buried in the business.
Right.
You can use those as guarantees so that you don't have to put your home on the line.
You might
and upset or worry your
spouse.
We're
talking about being a little bit creative with these guarantees, folks. Just something to think about. Hey, Joe, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next time.
Glad to be here. And Jim, one thing to remind you, we've got a book, Project Management for Profit, coming out soon.
All right.
With Harvard Press.
Well, be sure I get a copy of that. We'll talk about it then. Thanks, Joe. Joe Knight, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.